We're living in a very fascinating time. Just yesterday morning, we learned about the election of the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. That was Friday morning for us, Thursday evening in Rome. So yesterday, election of a Pope. Monday, we're going to have the national elections here in the Philippines. And in between, we have, well, today we're honoring the graduates, and tomorrow, Good Shepherd Sunday. By the way, congratulations to all the graduates. 16 graduates. Of the thousands and thousands of graduates there are, maybe tens of thousands of graduates there are in the country, we get 16 here. So we're honored. We're honoring you, but we're honored by your presence. Of 5 college graduates, 5 senior high school graduates, 5 elementary school graduates, 1 junior high school graduate. We didn't accept people graduating from preschool, from kindergarten, from first grade, because that's a little bit too early, and there are many, many that would multiply the number of graduates. No, we want to honor graduates who have actually put some effort into this and have accomplished something. So that's what you are being honored for here. And I want to honor also the parents, the families, because students don't go to school by themselves, right? The families are always in the background, supporting them, encouraging them, providing for them, sometimes forcing them to get up out of bed and go to school. So, and I'm aware that many of these graduates passed through the terrible lockdown period when their education was terribly affected, especially the college and senior high school students. You spent, what, 2 years out of class? Is it 2 years or 2.5 years? No class, only online or by modules. So you passed through that trial, and now you have achieved the graduation. So congratulations to all of you. I like to reflect on, all things in light of the Word of God. Our theme for today's Mass is, it is the Spirit that gives life. And I think this theme and these scriptures can help us understand the value of education, which is valuable, but is not the ultimate value. It also helps us understand that graduating is not the end of our journey of learning. It's the end of a certain stage, of course, but we're continuing to learn all the time. If we're alive in the Spirit, we're students of the Lord. Even today's gospel brought this out. When Jesus said, do you want to leave? Do you want to give up your education now? Do you want to stop learning now? And Peter said, Master, meaning teacher, to whom shall we go? We're students, and you're the best teacher we've ever heard of. You have the words of everlasting life. So, no, we're not going to give up our education just because others have stopped. Okay, let's reflect a little bit on this theme. It is the Spirit that gives life. It comes from today's gospel. The whole verse is, it is the Spirit that gives life while the flesh is of no avail. The contrast between the Spirit and the flesh. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. Of course, I looked this up in my Good News Bible and my Tagalog Bible. What gives life is God's Spirit. Human power is of no use at all. Sabi ng Good News Bible. And sa Tagalog, ang Espiritu ang nagbibigay buhay, hindi ito magagawa ng laman. Ang mga salitang sinabi ko sa inyo ay Espiritu at buhay. So Jesus is talking about something more than merely human education or natural knowledge, or what we would say the knowledge that we gain in our flesh. He's talking about spiritual knowledge. He's talking about divine knowledge. And that's why we don't stop learning, because God has so much more to teach us. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. Well, the flesh does provide us with something. Of course, we have to do the work that is entrusted to us in this world, in this life. And part of our work when we're young is to learn, to study. That's very important. But, this is a very big but, simply learning doesn't make us better, not by itself. I've been looking at all these political posters, the the election is on Monday, and there's so many posters. I think there are more posters than there are candidates or voters or people. Either more posters than there are people in the Philippines. Anyway, not all of those candidates are good. All of them are educated. All of them are graduates. Most of them are very bright. But that doesn't mean that they're using their knowledge for good. That's why we have to be wise about our voting, to vote for people who will use their gifts for the good of the nation, or the good of the city, or the good of the district. My point is, simply being educated, as good as that is not good enough. We have to put what we learn, what we gain, to the service of the kingdom of God. Use it for the purposes God wants us to use it. That's how we become participants in the kingdom of God. That's how the Spirit given to us gives life to others. We become part of God's great work. Or, if we go the other direction, we become obstacles to God's work. We could even use our brilliant knowledge and our degrees against the kingdom, and that would be a terrible tragedy. So Jesus says, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. What Jesus gives us is more than human knowledge. We have to learn how to read, we have to learn how to write, we have to learn how to work with numbers, we have to learn principles of logic, and we have to be familiar with our culture and with the government and with the society and how to participate as a good citizen. And I hope all of you already know all those things, even the elementary school, already know how to read. I read a statistic, in the news, 40% of high school graduates can't read. Did you see that? In the Philippines, 40% can't read. That's what the headline said. I don't think it applies to this group of graduates. And they said it doesn't apply necessarily to the Metro Manila, but to some of the provinces, people are graduating without being educated. So no, we have to learn. But then there's more. Jesus says, the words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Meaning there's a power given to us that's more than what we learn in school. A very dramatic example of it is in today's first reading, Peter, the first pope, Peter, the rock, Peter, the one who's given authority by Jesus, he goes into these regions of Lydda and Joppa, and he raises a man who has been paralyzed for 8 years. What does he say? Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. And the man gets up. Where did that power come from? It didn't come from his education. It came from God. That's spiritual power. Then, in the next paragraph, he's taken to a woman, Tabitha, who's dead. And he says to her, Tabitha, rise up. And she comes back to life. Where did Peter get that power from? He didn't learn that in school. And none of us learns that in school. That kind of power comes from God. So you see the difference between what comes from God and what comes from our human nature. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what comes from human nature. It's just that there's more to life than simply what we can learn with our rational mind and our natural abilities. There's what the Spirit gives us. And the Spirit gives us life. Ang Espiritu ang nagbibigay buhay, sabi niya. Hindi ito magagawa ng lamang. Okay. Now, again, applying this to the journey of graduates. Once we graduate, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to continue to learn from the Spirit. Continue to apply ourselves to the spiritual life, to follow the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit wants us to study more. I'm sure that's true for the elementary school graduates. Probably the next step for you is high school. That's the will of God. That's the will of God. He wants us to learn. I don't know about the college graduates, what's next for you? Probably work. But do the will of God. Don't simply do the will of the flesh. Or the demands of natural forces only. Follow the will of God, because the Spirit is the one who gives life. Now, let me conclude by returning to what Peter says at the end of today's gospel, because this is wisdom for all of us. When many of his disciples decide to leave Jesus, it raises a question or a crisis. Are we going to stay or are we going to leave? Are we going to persevere or are we going to give up? Just because other people give up, does it mean that we are also going to give up? A lot of people give up. A lot of people give up on the Spirit. They give up on the Lord. Sometimes they give up on themselves. They dedicate themselves only to the pursuit of money, or to selfishness, or to greed, or to pleasure, or to power. That's like giving up. And Jesus asks the question, do you also want to leave? Do you want to give up? And the right answer is no, I don't want to give up. But I don't by myself have the power to go forward. I need to get that power from God. And that's why Peter's answer is so good. Master, teacher, to whom shall we go? Where are we going to go that will make it possible for us to persevere? Who else gives us spirit and life? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. That's what we believe. That's what we're convinced of. And that's the message we share with everybody, that Jesus is the source of spirit and life, that Jesus is the source of wisdom, that Jesus is the one who fulfills us, gives us peace, gives us hope, makes it possible for us to persevere. Because Jesus gives us his own Holy Spirit. Okay, that's good news for graduates, good news for people who graduated a long time ago, good news for everybody, good news for Pope Leo, good news for the candidates who are running for office on Monday, good news for all of us in the church. So let us recall, let us remember, it is the Spirit that gives life, and the Spirit comes to us by the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus. So we put our trust in him, our ultimate teacher. We don't have anyone better to learn from than Jesus Christ the Lord.